And we've been following this, the outline of this message that Brother Marlon Govender gave us last October, almost been a year. And you remember we talked in our first time about heart matters, that you want to give yourself wholly to the Lord. We want to give our hearts wholly to the Lord and serving Him. And then we talked a little bit about hard work, that there's a lot of things that are involved in having an assembly and working together as brothers and sisters. And it's not easy, you know. It takes time and effort. And so hard work. Today we're just going to look at two, honest members and holy members. And this honesty, it's not like the honesty of, you know, somebody might embezzle, or that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is that when you say that you're going to do something, when I was a kid growing up, my dad told me this, if you ever tell someone you're going to do something, you do it. You be there. And thank the Lord he told me that, because it was because of that that I ended up going to a meeting where I got saved. But it's very easy. Like our brother was preaching this morning, if we were going to look for those seven, you know, would we find them? Right? The seven that are, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit and that are, you know, serving the Lord completely. So I feel a little bit like I'm preaching to the choir here. But this building block, the idea is that in the many things that we're doing for the Lord, but what are some things that we're doing for the Lord? Yeah, name something.
Youth group.
As an assembly.
Youth group.
Yeah. Youth group. What else?
VBS.
So yeah, that's
Samaritan's Purse.
Samaritan's Purse.
Lounsbury.
Autumn
Lake. Autumn Lake. That what you mean?
Going into town and setting up the tent.
Mm-hmm. Block party.
Yeah. Concerts.
Concerts. Right.
Supporting the Conkles.
Yeah. Yeah. A group wants to the Conkles. Maybe a group wants to go again.
Right.
You see where I'm going with this? That there's a diversity of ministries that we're involved in. And in terms of privacy, we want to talk about honesty in leadership, honesty in membership, and honesty in fellowship. So, for example, Paul tells us in Romans 12:8 that if someone's going to lead, they have to do it with diligence. Or one version says they have to rule well. Now, we may not realize it, but this isn't just talking about the elders, right? There's lots of opportunity for everyone in this room to be a leader. But it's not just the opportunity that counts. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to go on Friday night and I'll be part of the youth team. I'll be a leader in the youth team. All those guys are leading in different ways. You know, somebody's leading in preaching. Somebody's leading in administering. Somebody's leading in coming alongside and comforting. Somebody's leading in bringing pizza. I mean, there's everybody's got something, right? But if you say you're going to do it 100%. So that would be honest. Now, there are things that come up. I mean, people do go on vacation. People get sick, right? But we're talking about the idea of having this commitment. That's probably a good word for this, commitment that I want to, first of all, I want to raise a hand and say, yeah, I think that's a picture, right? The hands are up. I want to say, yeah, I'll help, right? Saying, yeah, I'll help in 10 things is not helpful. You know, it might mean that you're trying to lead in 10 things, but nobody can actually do a good job. But you can lead in the thing that you can do. And so, we value everybody, and we want to encourage everybody in this building block to do what you do with diligence. There's a passage about elders here that it says that elders who rule well should be worthy of double honor. They, those who labor in the word and doctrine. That's an example of elders. And you have to take that to heart. I have to take that to heart. Right? That as an elder, you want to be a good example. You want to be among the sheep, but you want to be a good example and a leader in that sense. But we've got to get out of this idea that the elders have to do everything. That's not biblical. There's a body of Christ. And so as we go on to this thought of there being a body in Christ, we are members in one body, Romans 12, 4 and 5, but all the members do not have the same function. We being many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Now, I don't know if you've had this experience. When I was a young person, I made friends with a guy that was not, he was an athletic clutch. He just couldn't do it. But after spending time and encouraging and nurturing him, right, he actually got better. And then he got good. And you know what? Sayonara. The relationship, as soon as he was good, he was gone. And we want to be honest in our relationships to the point where you can look around the room and you can see brothers and sisters and you can say, we belong to each other.
Right.
We belong to each other. Now, we're all different. Some of us rub each other the wrong way sometimes. Okay, so get over it. Forgive one another and get going with the Lord.
So it's got a good spouse.
Yeah. Love one another. That's going to be one coming up, too. There's healthy love for each other. That's not this. But this idea of being members in one body, and the members are functioning together. Now, God says he's composed the body, and he gives a greater honor to the part that lacks it, that there's no schism in the body, that the members should have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all members rejoice with it. You're the body of Christ and members individually. If we're not healing the pain, right? Like when the stats go on and Aiden's fair talk, so we feel the pain. If we're not part of that, we're not being honest in the body of Christ. That's what I'm talking about, honesty, is the sincerity of the relationship. And by the same token, you know, when David stands up and he's telling his happy anniversary, we all know he's talking about Katie. But we rejoice with them. Yeah. They're going to have another baby. One blessing to the family, blessing in the assembly. We rejoice, you know, in baby Ethan. It's great. Kids deal with that. So we want to suffer with one another. We want to rejoice with one another. We want to be part of one another. So you've got to be there. Bottom line is if there's an honesty in membership, we should be thinking ahead. And I speak to my own heart, right? But if we have something big coming up, the ladies' missionary day is coming up. Rick's thinking ahead. That's a good thing, right? He's focused, right? But we want to have that honesty of thinking ahead. Saturday night comes. We know we're going to be breaking your bread in the morning, right? What are we going to be doing Saturday night? We want to be thinking about tomorrow. We want to be thinking about being with the assembly. You know, it's one thing if you cannot get out from physical problems. We understand that. And we want to help those who are at home. That's why we're still doing Zoom. But if you're just feeling tired and it would be a lot easier not to come, that's not a good reason. I mean, that's dishonest membership. We're members of one another. We should be together. Putting away lying, Ephesians 4:25 says, let's put away lying. Let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we're members of one another. But sometimes things are going on. And just kind of under the curb, under the radar. Nobody knows, right? Then all of a sudden you find out something after the fact, and you're like, Why didn't I know this? We heard this morning. You know? And that's not what Paul is talking about at the end. He's saying, don't do that to one another. Now, try to be more transparent. I know there are times when it's hard to be transparent in the beginning. There's a lot of trials. People face a lot of trouble in the assembly too. We have to be sensitive to that. But if we have something that's really bothering us, we should talk about it, not just keep it to ourselves. Okay, and the Lord does that for us. And no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. And the Lord cherishes the church. So we want to, as elders, we want to help God's people because he shed his blood. Shepherd the flock of God, among whom the Holy Spirit's meeting is. The Lord gave his blood for that. And he loves and cherishes, so we want to do that too. But we're all members of his body. And then one other is honesty and fellowship. So the Apostle John says, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. So when we come, we want to be right with God. We don't want to be walking in darkness. We're not being honest in fellowship. If we're continuing a perpetual sin and won't address it, that doesn't just hurt me, that hurts everybody. And so we want to be honest in our fellowship with Christ, and we'll be honest in our fellowship with one another in regard to walking in the light. And it's a good thing to walk in the light. It's a fun thing to walk in the light. It's good to be with God's people when they're walking in the light. And he says to the Ephesians, speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Wow, spiritually, Christians should have this more than anybody, you know, to be sharing psalms, to be singing, rejoicing in the Lord, and telling others what that is for you. Then we'll find that we're really filled with the Spirit. We're not drunk with wine, we're in his excess, but filled with the Spirit. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul. And wonders and signs were done among the apostles. So what I draw out of that is that in this matter of hearing the word of God and having fellowship and to break bread together, and we're going to pray together in a little bit, corporate prayer, that as those things work together among us, we really experience the moving of God's Spirit and change. And things can and do happen. And there's things that may not be happening because we're not in church. So we want to be honest. Then the other issue that I wanted to just briefly address is the matter of holiness. And the question is holy behavior, holy worship, holy witness. So holy behavior, how do I behave all week long? You know, if when I'm walking with Rob, if I'm different with Rob than I am here right now, you know, I'm not being honest. I should be the same wherever I am as far as a testimony for the Lord. You know, am I the same on Sunday as I am the rest of the week? You know, I shouldn't just be, we hear this all the time, shouldn't be just going to church on Sunday and get the Lord all week. I mean, my devotion to the Lord should be every day and an ongoing relationship with the Lord. Am I zealous in my behavior, or am I content to have a lukewarm atmosphere? So I have an illustration. I heard this a few weeks ago. It was during a morning devotion. And it's Phineas. And it says in Numbers 25:11-13, I won't repeat the whole story, but here's the point. Phineas, the son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel because he was zealous with my zeal among them. So I didn't consume the children of Israel in my zeal. Therefore, say, behold, I give to him a covenant of peace, and it shall be to him and his descendants after him a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and he made atonement for the children of Israel. Now, my zealous for the holiness of the assembly, does it matter to me that we are holy, or am I okay just coming and sitting and going through the motions and the meeting, and you know, maybe I kick in here a little bit and there, but basically I'm kind of good with the status quo. Or as John would say, the Lord said, you know, you've left your first love and you're lukewarm. We don't want to be lukewarm when we've our first love. So zeal, our holy behavior. So hard to think about sometimes. I find myself thinking about how weak I am. Like God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. What does that even mean? I'm dealing with this holy nature. And God is perfect, absolutely glorious. So you be holy like I'm holy. It just is amazing to me that we can do that. But he gives us his Holy Spirit. We are capable of holy behavior because he is in us. God is in you. So we want to have that building block in mind. There's no cracks there. And then holy worship. What shall we say, brothers, when you come together? Everyone's got a song, a teaching, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All these must be done to build up the church. You know, holy worship, when we come to worship the Lord, it's a symphony. You know, God, the Holy Spirit, is the conductor, and he's just bringing out the praise and glory of God among us. And I would say, praise the Lord, thank the Lord, that I feel pretty blessed to be part of this assembly on Sunday. I've been to a lot of places where it doesn't sound like a symphony. Thank the Lord for hearts that are poured out to God and for people that can stand up on their feet and give God the glory. So I just encourage us to, you know, think about things. There's the things that you prepare before, and there's the things that the Holy Spirit brings to our attention. And when he brings something to our attention, we go with the flow. It's part of holy worship, and it's being flexible enough to go with what God is bringing to us. Now, this morning, the thoughts of remembrance, the thoughts of the Father, Abba Father, the thoughts of Christ and his coming for us. Just all these things flow together. And then finally, holy witness. So as I speak, as I'm testifying, can people believe my testimony? First of all, can you believe this? Because if you can't, I shouldn't be speaking. And hopefully, you know, we're becoming more like Christ all the time. But what about others as we go out? Here's an example from 1 Peter. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by reverence. It's quite a thing to think of that God could take my testimony to someone else and change their mind. Yeah, I don't have to tell you that there's been a lot of talk about Charlie Kirk. In fact, there's a 2 o'clock memorial today that would be very worthwhile seeing. And the thing is, the more I hear this all over the place in a lot of different circles. This man's life impacted people. He had a testimony. When I heard about it, I thought maybe I should tell the kids about this. So I go to Jeff and Susie. I said, oh, I'm really, really sad to tell you this, but Charlie Kirk was murdered today. You know what, that's everybody our age knows who Charlie Kirk is. So I was like, put him on his place, you know. But the thing is, to have a testimony that everybody knows about, and encouraging, we're encouraging that. So those 3 points in both areas, honest in leadership, honest as members, honest in our fellowship, honest with holy behavior, you know, have holy behavior, have holy worship, and have a holy lips. Now, we're going to spend, well, probably the next 20 minutes or so in prayer. And pray for the assembly, brethren. Pray for this in our honesty and in our holiness. Let's seek the Lord and ask for help.
Our gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for these thoughts, Lord, that the Holy Spirit has brought to our brother to bring to light to our hearts and to our minds this day. And we thank you for giving us these thoughts of building blocks, Lord, and looking at each one of us as a building block in the church, local assembly. Lord, as we look at that graphic here, Lord, we see a graphic that shows a brick that's is broken, Lord, that has cracks and fissures, Lord, in it that needs repair. And so, Lord, as we think about the thoughts of honest members and holy members today, Lord, let us each one of us examine our own hearts, Lord, and understand, Lord, that we do have cracks, and Lord, we do have need for repair. And Lord, in us and through ourselves, Lord, we can't repair that. So we ask you, Lord, would you show us, Lord, and do that work, Lord, of repair in each one of us? Would you help us, Lord, to be repentant, Lord, unto you, to be honest with you, and Lord, to seek true repair, Lord, and in our lives, Lord, to honor and glorify you, to love you with our whole hearts, whole souls, and whole mind. Lord, to love each one of us, our sisters in Christ, and to love the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel. And so, Lord, we just want to be repentant people. We, Lord, don't want to be downcast and think, oh, nothing can change. No, it can change because the Holy Spirit has been wrought, is in us. You, God, are in us, Lord. And we are now new creatures in Christ, new creatures in Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, do that work of change, of newness, Lord, of that new creation that, Lord, that you speak to, Lord, and you have given that to us. And so, Lord, help us to be honest with each other. Help us to be honest with ourselves, Lord. And, Lord, to see where that work needs to be done, Lord. And know, yes, we can't do it, but, Lord, you can. Allow you to do that. And so as I think about these thoughts about holiness, Lord, that you say, be holy for I am holy. That's a big thought, Lord. But Lord, you can do that work in us and you are willing to do that work. Are we desirous of that? Are we desirous to be holy members? Are we desirous to be holy believers, Lord? Lord, in conduct and word and deed and thought and motive, Lord. So pray that we would desire that, Lord. Lord, and that you would do that good work in us, Lord. Just thinking about holiness as it comes to our worship, Lord. We come with hearts and minds, Lord, especially on a Sunday morning, that is just, our minds sometimes are just all over the place. So the things of the week, things that before us, Lord, and sometimes we're just not focused, Lord, on you as we come to remember you together in corporate worship. Would you change our hearts, Lord? Would you help us to be prepared? Doug has mentioned, would you help us even on a Saturday night, Lord, to come and think about being prepared to come on Sunday and Lord's Day on Saturday night so that we come prepared, Lord, in the right attitude and the right heart, Lord, to bring honor and glory to you. And Lord, we just pray that our witness would be heard, that we would not just, we wouldn't be Sunday Christians, but we would be everyday Christians, Lord, and that we would live a life that's consistent, that's honoring and pleasing to you, and that we wouldn't put a mask on for each other here on a Sunday. Lord, we would take those off, Lord, and be honest, true members, Lord, holy members, Lord, and holy throughout the week. Lord, you know our hearts, Lord. You know we're frail in so many ways, and that's what you want from us. You want us to come to you for change, come to you in repentance, come to you in obedience, Lord, and allow you to continue the work that you said that you will continue to do until your return. And so, Lord, we as we think about these two building blocks, Lord, impress them on our hearts, Lord. We just don't want to spend a few moments here and say, oh, that was beautiful and that was great, and we walk on and we can't even remember, Lord. We don't want that, Lord. We want to be changed by your word, by the scripture that's been read, by the thoughts that have been provided, Lord, through the Holy Spirit's prompting. And, Lord, we just want to be individually just built up for your honor, for your glory, and as a local assembly, this local assembly. And, Lord, you have put each one here for this time and for this purpose to come together to honor and glorify you. And so, Lord, do that work in us, each one of us. Start right there. Do those repairs, Lord. Fix those cracks, Lord. Make us into a beautiful brick, Lord, we pray. Lord, and that we will know that you are doing the work. And that, Lord, that also, that would be a good measure of edification here for each other as a local assembly. So, Lord, these things we give you thanks, Lord, and just impress upon these hearts, these thoughts again on our hearts, Lord, as we continue in prayer. In the blessed and precious name of our Redeemer, our Savior, the one who laid down his life for each one of us on Calvary's cross. He'll get up again, Lord, and we wait for you to come. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, quickly, we pray. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Father in heaven, as we are together as your people, the church that Jesus Christ has redeemed with his blood, we have been reminded that honesty is one of the building blocks of the church. Living stones as we are. Oh, Father, our hearts shrink, our hearts melt in knowing how much is needed, Father. And if we are honest, we need you to help us be honest. Oh, Father, this is such a high standard, Father. It is in the Mount of Olives, or in the Mount of what is it, the Beatitudes? Jesus said, blessed are those of pure hearts, for they shall see God. Oh, Father, this is what it takes, not only to follow you, to serve you, but pure hearts, honesty, is what it takes to see you, Father. Oh, and how much of that we need. Oh, Father, we realize we have not been honest with you. So many times we have failed in our word. I'll be there, I'll do that, and we have not been there. We have not done that. Forgive us, Lord. You are the God of second chances and third chances and fourth chances and so forth. Today, help us. Encourage us. Energize us. Revive us, Lord. Make us alive again. And help us be honest with you, Father. We will do it not for our sake, but for your sake. We are a church that needs you, Father. We are a church that wishes and wants to be a testimony. But we need you, Lord. Thank you for your word. It comes out of time and out of time, season and out of season. And even now, we are hearing that we are to please God, if we are to build the church, if we are to continue to work in the kingdom, these two building blocks are so necessary. So today, Father, my prayer is personal, but it is also corporate. We need you, Lord. And this is one of the things that you've required of your disciples, your followers, that we need to forsake all and follow you. Like our brother said, we need to be 100% with you. Help us do that. Help us choose one thing and address it and work on it. One word that kept popping up in all of this is should. And to me, it felt like you must. And I think that's how it is, God. There is something I must do. There is something I need to do. So Father, help me, help my brothers and sisters, the church here, local assembly in Berkeley Heights, be built up. That the gates of hell will not prevail against the church who advances, who moves on, that the new generation is taking the stand and siding with the Lord. Oh, Father, sometimes our understanding is not the best either. Sometimes our expressions are not the best. But if our desire is there, would you honor that desire, Lord? Would you honor the desire of your people to be a building block of honesty and holiness? Yes, Lord, there are many other things we could be doing today, but we decided to be holy for you. We decided to separate for you. But help us, Father, be holy and honest, not just today, but throughout. So I pray for divine appointments. I pray to put the right people in our lives that would encourage us, that would energize us. Please, Father, put the right resources to our availability. Please, Father, put the right desires in our hearts, search our hearts, so that this may be a reality in our lives, so that we may rejoice with you, Father. As these are the things that pleases you, these things please you, but also result in a joy for us believers. Oh, Father, we pray with the psalmist, give us a new heart. We pray with our disciples, whom shall we go? Only you have the words of life. We pray with the apostle. I continue in the fight. My career is not done. Oh, Father, today, we will not forget today, because this is what you want of your people. We want your people to come to you, to run to you, and to recognize how needy we are. So it is my personal prayer, but it is also our corporate prayer. Here we are, looking to you. And we want this to be a reality in our lives. We know, Father, the stress that is put on some of the other blocks when there are broken blocks next to us, under us, above us. You've seen how much stress and pressure has been put on the other blocks, Lord. Now, Father, we are asking you to honor that and build us up. Build us up. Oh, Father, we think of Nehemiah when he was building up the wall. We think of the people, how they were holding the sword in one hand, they were working with the other hand. Help us, Father, stand guard, but also move forward. And Father, I pray that these words may not be just abstract words and what is he talking about kind of words, that these words are exactly what our prayers are. So as I pray audibly, Father, this is what's in my heart. Help us continue to be honest. Help us continue to be holy for you. For your glory, for your honor. And we ask you with the sincerity of our hearts to give you all the praises and thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we just come to you now. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity again to meet together. And Father, we thank you that you have not given up on us. Lord, we want to be holy. We want to be like you. And realize that there's a lot of distraction. There's a lot of trouble. Father, there is the battle with the old nature. We just come to you now and ask, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for failing, Lord. We would desire that we would do more. Be filled with the Spirit. Oh, Lord, change us. We remember from the very first lesson that we had, Lord, about building blocks, create in me a clean heart of God and renew a right spirit within me. And Father, we thank you for everyone who came, who stayed, blessing upon each one, Lord. Let us know that you're pleased, Lord. Lord, we do pray for others. We pray for everyone to have the same burden to have revival in our midst. Lord, we don't want to be lukewarm. Lord, we want to shine brightly for you. We want to see the word possible. Oh, Lord, if there's anything holding back this work from prospering, please bring it to our attention. Lord, we want to see the Lord Jesus lifted up. Praying his name. Amen. Thanks for our all coming. Amen. Thank you. And we can all clean up. That'll be good.
He called me every day on my reception.
Okay, so you've done three kind of adults and now the students, and now I have an outreach. Which Alice, our Alice parents? Are you the same chance? Are you the same? Yeah, no, guys. Make sure you all like at different nights or different places. Okay,
yes, we've got a name.